Hey, yo, I'm Russ.
Hey, yo, I'm Sean.
And we're two dummies who love watching...
Yo, and talking.
...movies. On this podcast, we're chatting about the 1976 film Rocky.
Rocky.
We have been watching movies together since we were 10 in Sean's basement.
And that's my basement.
34 years later, we're back in the basement.
Russ's basement
in
now.
In this podcast, we're going to mispronounce words.
And we're going to forget actors' names.
And most importantly, have fun. This is just another review podcast. This is just another...
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show because it's now.
I got you.
You got me.
I got you.
We weren't born yet in 1976.
Mm-mm.
A couple years before we were born. This movie was directed by John J. Avildsen.
Mm.
Also did Karate Kid.
Ooh, good movie.
Lean on Me.
Another good movie.
Haven't seen Lean on Me for a while. I wonder if it holds up.
Hmm. What was that? What was that bang? Was that you or your kid?
It wasn't me. I'm sitting quiet and still.
Beer burp.
This is when the two subscribers unsubscribe. And also
goodbye.
He also directed Rocky V, but didn't do
Rocky V. He went from Rocky I to Rocky V.
Correct.
He took a big break.
Maybe he had some
Rocky break.
Artistic differences.
Well, I think he obviously made The Karate Kid and Lean on Me in between there.
Right, he was busy.
Busy.
This is written by a gentleman named Sylvester Stallone.
Mm.
He also starred in it as the titular Rocky.
Titular. What's that mean?
Like the title, like if the title is based
the lead
on
character?
And if it's like, if the title is based, is the same name as your character.
That was me. That was me.
Talia Shire is also in there playing Adrian.
Yeah, she's also Francis Ford Coppola's sister.
And Nicolas Cage's aunt.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you just told me
and
that.
She has something to do with Jason Schwartzman, too. I think she's his mom.
Nepotism.
Yeah,
she's
big time.
Jason Schwartz's mom?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I don't know. There's some relation there.
All right. We'll look that up.
She's Sofia Coppola's aunt, too. Yeah, that would make sense.
Francis Ford Coppola.
It's
Coppola.
His sister.
That would make
his daughter her aunt.
Yeah, I think that works. Yeah.
Because
if you're related one way to somebody and related another way to someone else, then those two people are also related due to you.
Right. What if your cousins?
Who kiss?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter.
That's not good.
Burt Young is in it.
You don't kiss your cousin.
Again, like you make the mistake once and you don't do it again.
Right. Learn from your mistakes.
Burt Young is in this. He plays Paulie.
Burt Young, still
acting. Carl Weathers. Have you ever heard of Carl Weathers?
Weathers. Yeah. He's doing The Mandalorian.
He's in the Mando. He plays Greef Karga.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
He actually gets to direct some episodes of The Mandalorian, too.
Oh, good for Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Carl.
And Burgess Meredith as Mickey.
As Mickey.
Or Popeye the Sailor Man.
We were talking about this just before we started. I believe Mickey was...
Inspired. By
Popeye the Sailor.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I know that's Mickey
and more Mickey
merged together.
Yeah. That's talking like Mickey, but saying Popeye stuff.
Yeah. Hoyt.
That's what he says instead of hurt.
Oh,
don't get hoyt. Hey, Rocky, you're going to get hoyt.
This movie cost $1 million to make.
Almost cost $2 million, and then they bought it down to $1
million. What happened?
Well, they just didn't have the money. I heard United Artists gave them $1 million and said, you can make whatever movie you want, but if it goes over $1 million, the Winkler guy here.
Henry Winkler?
No, I don't know. Irwin Winkler. And his buddy Bob, they had to fork over whatever money went over $1 million.
They made it back because it made $117 million worldwide.
That's crazy.
And they must still be getting money. They're still making money.
How much did Sylvester Stallone make from that $117?
Oh, I would say probably not a lot.
Guess.
Oh, okay. You know.
I do
from
know.
The Rocky one.
From how much this did he make? First one, this
I
original.
Think I'm going to say he made $200,000.
No.
Oh, so...
From the residuals.
From the residuals. Oh,
from,
okay.
From the bank. From, okay. From the ones.
Not what he got paid to do.
No, it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not his contracted salary.
Right.
But from his I guess, deal.
Okay.
Let's say his deal that he made.
So let's
it
say.
Made one, oh my God, it made 170. I've thrown my back out. And every now and then, I'm going to scream like a little girl here.
And it's not because anything else is happening. It's just the fact that Sean's back hurts. Yeah. Round 17. I'm going to say that he got $60 million from it. 6-0.
No, but that's good. You think he got half? That's good. That'd be a good deal.
I don't know. 50% like, hey, of once they
yo,
once,
I'll do it, but give me half all the money.
Well, once they clear, once they make their money back, does he get all like 60% of everything left over?
I don't know. Supposedly he
you don't know. You said he
took
didn't know.
A cut and he said he took a percentage and he ended up earning $22 million.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah, I guess there's a bit. There's a lot of negotiation. They really wanted the script, but they didn't want him to star in it. Mm. And just like Rocky, he was persistent and determined. He said, "No, I'm gonna star in this movie." And he held out. And they kept raising the money to buy the script off him, hoping that he would cave and say, "Okay, here's the script. I won't act in it." But no, he never did. He never did. Supposedly they went up to like $300,000 for the script and he said no and he took like $30,000.
No, I'll do it for $30,000 instead and a little bit of the dough from the money that
and,
we
and they were like, yeah, sure. And he ended up making $22 million.
Right.
Good for him.
Good smart. I mean $30,000 is a pretty good amount of money back in 1976 too.
Yeah.
You could buy a house for $30,000. I don't.
You can buy a house for $30,000 now.
Whereabouts?
In Detroit, Flint, Michigan. I'm in pretty
Philadelphia?
Sure.
Philadelphia,
Flint, Michigan. You can buy a house for $30,000. You won't want to live there.
Is that the Bowling for Columbine, Flint, Michigan?
Mm-mm.
No. What's where's
that's
oh, is that the GM plant? The four the plants that the car plants. That?
Yeah. What was his first one called? I forget.
Oh,
what's his first one? It was his first one.
Something like a name. It was like a me and something and me.
Or yeah, that- yeah. Me and Roger and me.
Roger and me.
Roger and me. That was an excellent, excellent document. We watched that in film school. That was pretty cool.
Excellent.
They made us. They tied me down.
And then said, you're going to watch this documentary.
Sewed my eyelids open.
They sewed them open.
Well, you know. Like,
interesting. So it's Sean closed his eyes for that
yo,
example.
Yo, let's get back to Rocky.
He won Best Picture.
Rightfully so.
Best Director, Best Film Editing. These nice. Are Academy Awards. Sylvester Stallone was nominated.
He was nominated. Hey, I see your notes here. I didn't know that.
They also nominations went to Best Actress, Best Acting from a Supporting Role, Best Writing, Best Screenplay, Best Sound, Best Music.
Mm.
Even the original song Gonna Fly Now didn't win. But it was they were all nominated. Oh. I think you should play it about an hour and a half into the podcast, like the movie does.
Right, because this is a movie box. Right?
This is a movie. Did you know,
Let's
Sean...
just abruptly end that while that, you're jamming.
That it. They made another Rocky movie?
They've made more than one Rocky?
They made more than one Rocky.
Get out of here.
Guess how many they made.
I'm going to guess 3.
Wow. Go no. higher. Higher.
Okay, wait. No.
Double
no,
it.
No.
Double it.
No.
Double your 3.
They did not.
Times it by 2.
They did not make 9 of these, did they?
No, I didn't say triple it.
I'm not good at math.
Oh, sorry. They made 6 movies. But maybe they did make 9 because they also kept it within the film franchise, the Creed movies. So yeah, right. They did 9 movies. Okay, Sean,
did they really do 9 when you add up all the Creeds?
Yeah, that's 9. Yeah, because 6 Rockies and 3 Creeds.
I was just being a jackass. But
no, you're right. You were right when you think about it. You ready to get into it?
How many Rockies?
We're talking about the Rocky movie. You ready to get into it?
Mm.
Let's do this. 30-year-old Rocky Balboa.
The Italian Stallion. The Italian Stallion.
Is barely making ends meet.
Do that again.
Okay. 30-year-old Rocky Balboa.
I didn't mean the joke.
Is barely making ends meet. Working as a leg breaker for a cheap second-rate loan shark, Mr. Gazzo.
Come on, Tony's a decent guy.
Despite his tight physique, Rocky survives off a diet of cigarettes, beer, soda, donuts, cupcakes, and chocolate.
You're a bum, Rocky.
Twice a day, he visits a pet store.
Hey, Butkus!
To tell the clerk Adrian a joke.
I've lost where we are. Where are we? Okay. Bye now, Rocky.
Rocky goes to talk to Adrian's brother, Polly, but Polly dismisses his introverted sister.
She's a friggin' loser.
Unbeknownst to Adrian, Rocky shows up for Thanksgiving dinner and is able to convince her to go skating.
Yo, we gotta make a couple of sharp kind of coconuts here.
Afterwards, they walk the empty streets of Philadelphia and end up back at Rocky's apartment. The two hit it off.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And a soft kiss leads to a lover's embrace.
She just needed like a little push.
I'm a little bit concerned about that little push.
Just a little push. That was cringy, dude.
Him pushing himself on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got like, yeah, in this day and age, I think looking at that movie, you're like, oh, right. This is cringy.
That would be a good question for, I would like to ask the female persuasion, like, how does that hold up?
Right.
Because he is.
I should ask Tash. She watched that scene with me. And I didn't really ask her, like, how'd that make you feel now looking at this scene?
Oh my gosh, Sean. I'm so sorry.
But I've got the beer burps.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't know. But is it justified?
Is it justified? No.
You know, his intentions were honorable.
Sure.
You know, he wasn't promiscuous in any way. He was out sleeping with other...
promiscuous, no.
Well, I don't know. He was...
But he was kind of forcing. He wasn't letting her leave, and he was forcing herself. Like, I think you just... Nowadays, you say, hey, I'm interested in you. I'd like to kiss you. And then you leave it at that.
For sure.
You don't
for sure.
Physically...
He was very forceful. But do you think it was because he knew that she just needed that push?
Well, I mean, that's how they would justify it back then. Maybe. But it's still, like, she needs to consider. His hands are weapons. Like, he obviously has the upper hand in this scenario.
These are certified weapons here. Oh, Bill, wait. One, two, three. Yo, come here.
Okay, here's the honest truth. I've never seen this movie before.
Okay. You probably started with like two or three.
I've never seen any of the Rocky movies.
Shut up.
I've never seen any of the Rocky.
You didn't even see the Drago one, the Russian one back in the day. You don't remember.
I don't remember anything. So I was.
That was my first Rocky experience.
I went to northern British Columbia for a wedding in last August. And we were sitting in a hotel room waiting for the wedding to get started. And Rocky was on the television. And this was the first time I ever watched Rocky. And it was just kind of like middle movie. You know, it's just his relationship with Adrian. And I'm like, man, this movie's funny. This is like, these guys have amazing chemistry. Rocky is like owning this camera. And I'm like, I got to watch this movie. And so now I'm glad I'm actually watching the full movie. And I love this movie. This is a great movie.
He's an amazing character, eh?
Yeah.
I think you know, your first kind of impression of Rocky, he's this kind of, oh, fuck, I keep doing it.
this is a good
podcast. And I want to blame you, but yeah. It's me. At least I'm owning up to it.
You're burping. Hitting mics.
I am just off kilter today.
Mm-hmm. But don't give up, just like Rocky.
I'm trying to keep my train of thought here. Well, Rocky, he's an amazing character. He really is something special to watch. And, you know, I think at first, like, oh, this guy's just a big dummy or whatever. Okay, maybe he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's got tons of charisma. He's funny. He's got a giant heart. I mean, like you said, Sly Stallone in this movie, he owns the camera here. I really like this Rocky character.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's easy to underestimate him. Mm-hmm. Like you kind of, this character, but
he's just
things
dumb.
That come up throughout the movie are like, oh, well, he is actually a really good guy, or he's determined. He holds to his word. All these little things.
And I don't really think he's as dumb as he makes himself. No. I think he just brushes things off, and he's just so good at like having this exterior.
He knows
what
he knows.
Oh, it doesn't bug me.
And he knows what he doesn't know.
Right.
So he's wise enough. He's not very intelligent, but he's wise enough to know that. He has a good wisdom score, but not a great intelligence score.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons reference for you, Sean. So here's my, obviously never seeing the movie and watching it for the first time. This is a romantic comedy with boxing flair.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to that a little bit later, but Definitely. Yeah. You know, I mean, like where's the boxing?
Right.
We're halfway through the movie already. Where's the boxing?
Yeah, a little bit of boxing right in the beginning, but hardly any at all. It's about Rocky and Adrian.
Yeah.
So, you know, in romantic comedies, you're either a bookstore owner, you're an architect, or you're a boxer. I mean, those are the three professions of romantic comedies.
I see. And so we hit one of the check marks with the pet store, right?
And the pet store. Oh, I said bookstore, but pet store.
Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah,
maybe. Some sort of small store.
Small business.
Small niche business store, right?
Yeah. Butkus.
Buck. You know, Butkus was his actual dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was so down and out on his money making this movie or trying to sell this script, Sylvester Stallone, in real life, that Butkus is his real dog. And he had to sell his dog for $40 to make ends meet. And so when he sold the script,
he bought Butkus back.
He went to the person who sold it. And I think he ended up having to... the story is he got in a bit of an altercation, not like a fisticuffs, but like it wasn't easy for him to just go back and get the dog. Like these people probably loved it.
Persuade them.
Yeah, I think he ended up.
Oh, give me my dog back.
Yeah.
Said
he had to pay $3,000 to get the dog back. So back in 1976, $3,000 for a dog is like pretty.
10% of a house.
Quite a lot.
Does that make...
I don't know. Try and do inflation in your head. You're the math guy.
No, I just said $30,000 earlier was the cost of a house, and so I went 10%. Anyways, some funny bits in this movie.
He tells good jokes.
And he
thinks about them for long enough. Right?
Well, there's that, but also just his personality, his ability to just kind of like, you don't have a phone? No, people call me too much. Like that, just like his way of just kind of reacting to things and just kind of
justify, like, really, yeah. I don't have money or probably, you know, the means to hook up a phone.
Right. Well, exactly.
I'm just going to make up an excuse.
And then when people make fun of him, he just kind of like slyly makes fun of them back. It's just like, you know, it's good. It's very enjoyable to watch. What, anything else before we get to the next
chapter? Have you ever been in a fight before? I don't know. I mean, this movie's not really about street fighting. It's about boxing, you know, fighting. Mm. Fighting for what you love. Fighting for what you want. Fighting for your dreams. Have you ever been in a fight before?
Wow, no. I mean, well, I was in a bar doing improv comedy. And
were you drunk? Just go back. Were you drunk?
No.
Okay.
I was performing.
Okay, good.
And at one point during our intermission, a couple of guys just started fighting each other. And then I decided to like jump on one of the guys' backs. And then he was kind of like swinging at me. And then I think Graham pulled me off and then I was fine.
Why did you decide to take the side of somebody?
I don't know. Good question. All good questions. I'm not quite sure why I decided. Maybe I was all like on adrenaline, like pumped up on adrenaline or something from the show. And I thought, yeah, I'm getting involved. And then I realized that was the wrong thing to do. Have you ever...
I've been shit kicked before.
Yeah. Have you... that's Sean putting money in the swear jar. Is that the only time you've been in a fight when you got beat up?
Yeah, I've never been in a fight where it's been sort of like mutual.
Right. Like you, me, we're going to fight after school.
No, never. No, never anything like that.
Do you want to talk about the time you got beat up?
Do you want to hear about the time?
I've heard it before.
Well, which time? Which one are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about the pub in Burnaby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's a pub in Burnaby. And there's another time where I got smashed over the head with a beer bottle.
So you've been in a couple fights.
Yeah. I've been on the receiving end of a couple fights. Yeah.
You got your bottle smashed, Johnny? I don't think I know that story.
Yeah. So when I was living in Calgary, I went out for a night of debauchery with a buddy of mine who lives in Calgary. And we went out to a sports event and then went and hit up the Cowboys.
In Calgary?
Yeah, Cowboys in Calgary, which is bar kind of thing. Anyways.
Following along.
And my friend got really drunk. I'm not going to blame him, but he ended up getting into an altercation with someone in the bar. And it didn't really manifest into anything because the bouncers kind of broke it up. And they took him out the back. And I guess while they were taking him out the back, the other guy ran out the front to kind of run around and meet him around the back. Smart. And I didn't know this. So my buddy was kind of freaking out, like, don't let them take me outside. I was like, dude, let's just go home. Come on. You know, like I was not going to do anything to stop these giant bouncers and anything like, and I didn't want to anyways. I was like, let's just go. Anyway, so by the time my friend gets pushed out the back of the bar, buddy's already waiting outside. They go at it. Before I know it, I'm like, hey, guys, split up. You know, so I kind of went towards them, and I guess buddy's buddy interpreted that as me jumping in, but I was really just trying to break them up. And so buddy's buddy took a beer bottle and buddied it over the top of my head.
And like it smashed?
Yeah, it smashed. I got some nice stitches. I woke up on the pavement, people kind of standing around me. I got a nice trip to the hospital and the ambulance. Yeah. Hmm? Concussion. It was great.
Jeez, Louise.
Just moral of the story, stay the F out of bar fights.
Out of bar fights.
Yeah, right. Because people are drunk. There's bottles. There's stuff.
Could you press charges with this guy? Could you take a legal action?
No, supposedly they were they were the visiting team from the sporting event that we went to, believe it or not. Like I said, this pub, this bar, Cowboys, was kind of like
a professional sporting team?
We went to the professional lacrosse game that night. Oh, okay. And supposedly the guy that he got in a fight with, was part of the visiting team, lacrosse team. Yeah.
So this is lacrosse doesn't get too professional. I don't know if you can make a living by being a lacrosse player. Can you? Sorry, everybody.
I don't know
everybody.
If you can make a living.
I mean, it is Canada's national sport, lacrosse, I don't know if it's
going on. Anyways, that was a really long, stupid story.
You could have, I feel like you could have sued him still. I mean, it's just a lacrosse player.
Probably. You know what? I think I did remember kind of looking at the lacrosse website after to see if I could identify who it was. But
Especially, were you under the influence?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were both drunk.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Anyways, let's go back to Rocky. That was a stupid story.
Oh, Rocky visits a Mr. George Juergens. Mm. Jesus Christ.
I'm not ready. That calls for a coin, Russell. He looks like Citizen Kane.
Does he?
Like
Orson Welles?
He doesn't look like him, but he kind of like stood over Rocky at this one point and the camera was down. He had this very Citizen Kane. And then also just before the boxing event, he was kind of showing Rocky the empty arena and all the sort of window dressings involved with the fight. Remember, and Rocky was
I'm wearing the wrong shorts there.
And he just kind of, they kind of always framed him with the sort of Citizen Kane kind of angle on him.
I was wondering if that was like on purpose, like they were framing, like if, because his shorts are red and white, correct? And then obviously Apollo Creed's.
They were white and red, but in the poster they were red. More red with white stripes.
Was that like some sort of commie thing? Like, do you think that was some sort of Russian?
It was a mistake in the.
But where they did it to frame, like to make him like look like the enemy. You know, there's always like there's the good guy and the bad guy, the popular
giving
fighter
him a
and the,
solid red over a white.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Maybe just I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know what Apollo Creed shorts look like.
The flag.
They look like the god darn American flag. So I'm just wondering if there was like a. Purposeful, like the promoters made his shorts more look like a Russian flag.
Cold War, right?
That's all I'm saying.
Cold War era.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Supposedly, that was an actual mistake with the art department where they got. So they actually wrote in
that the fact
little
that they made
scene.
A mistake, right?
Oh, I was wearing the wrong short, and then but it also reinforced like, oh, you know what, Rocky, we don't. You're just kind of a pawn in this whole ordeal, right?
Right. No,
it's
smart.
So it kind of worked out. Smart. Yeah, it was super smart.
Okay, so Mr. George Juergens offers him an opportunity to work with an international businessman, Apollo Creed. Rocky's hesitant to take the offer, doubting his own ability to be successful. After some patriotic convincing, Rocky takes the job, but people around him start treating him differently when they realize he's getting paid $150,000.
Hey, man, Give me all your money.
Everyone that is except Adrian. Oh. And the two continue to fall for each other.
She dresses way more promiscuously now.
Rocky trains for the new job and Adrian moves into Rocky's apartment.
Want a roommate, big boy?
Nervous for the job, Rocky vows to not give up, proving to himself, Adrian, and the people of Philadelphia that if you work hard, you can accomplish anything. Rocky completes the job.
Wait, hang on a second. There's boxing in this movie.
But never forgets the most important thing. True love.
Adrian!
You cried at the end?
I did.
I'm crying like at every movie now. I teared up too.
I cried at Shazam too.
Oh gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. But like, it's such a sweet movie. You're like,
people paid money for this.
No. Oh, fuck. I did it.
For Shazam.
I did it again. I am so sorry. I am just not on point today. No, this movie's so sweet, man.
Like, it's beautiful.
It is a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful film. And just the fact that it goes back to the relationship every time and him, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, he proved to himself that he could not fall down. Like, he stayed in the fight.
That's all he wanted to do was go the distance.
Honestly, right? I didn't even know, like, if you had asked me after watching the movie if he had won or lose, I wouldn't have been able to tell you.
Right.
But it was more important. Like, the Adrian was what was important. That he's calling out to his lover.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's got the reporter in his face. Oh, you just won 15 rounds. What do you think? And he's like, oh, I don't care about anything. Like, it's like, what are you thinking right now? And I was like, Adrian, you know, like nothing fucking mattered at that point except Adrian. And then the same for Adrian, you know, like it was awesome. It was beautiful.
I mean, it's an hour in the movie before he's even challenged with the boxing match. It's an hour and a half before the music training montage comes in. And I think overall, it's like do you guys hear that?
Oh, I'm gonna train for the montage. No, that's Rocky 3, actually. This song doesn't come to Rocky 3.
Oh, this is Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah,
this is the one where Apollo Creed trains him.
Yeah.
And they have some sort of beach hug.
Mr. T.
Oh, he fights Mr. T. That's right.
Film debut.
And I haven't seen it. 3. I just was Wikipedia-ing it because I don't think I'll ever see it. Unless someone tells me.
I went on a Rocky. Did you? I watched Rocky 2 last night. I've started watching Rocky 3 this morning.
Interesting. And how is Rocky 2?
Rocky 2 is good. It follows the same suit as Rocky 1.
Not a lot of boxing.
Exactly. Not Perfect. A lot of boxing.
Maybe I will watch it then.
I think the story is really strong too, but I think it's more, there's, while it's still a love story between Rocky, it's more about Rocky and his family now. Right. Now it's the fighting is pulling him away from his family and his family kind of wants him to stop. So there's a lot of inner battle going on with this one rather than sort of the external battle in the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still really good though.
And he directed it. Sylvester Stone directed it.
Why our director didn't come back until Rocky 5.
Because Stallone took care of him.
Stallone's like, well, I can write, I can act, I can direct.
I'm gonna do them all.
Hey, Adrian, look at me. I'm behind the camera.
Yeah.
That's what I love it when he's doing the broadcast. He's doing the interview online on TV, and he's like, "Hey, Adrian, look at me! I'm on TV!" Like,
like he doesn't even fully grasp that, like he can't like talk to her.
Like right it's just now. More important for him to just like make a connection with Adrian and just look at me. This is pretty cool, eh?
Yeah. Don't take no cheap shots.
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky. I'm here on the TV.
Now the boxing, you know, now we finally get to the boxing and I don't know much about boxing at all, but I do know the cardinal rule is like, keep your friggin' hands up, man. Right. Like
maybe that's like Rocky's easy to like say, but hard to do.
Using his head to block shots this whole time. Like,
well, they do get tired a lot. They like to like hug each other.
But maybe he just kept taking punch after punch after punch in the face. I mean, I guess that's the story, right? Like,
right. He ends
no
up
one's ever taken a beating like that and stood. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, it's fine. Don't stop. Just keep on moving forward. You mentioned the idea of Adrian dressing a little
getting looser.
But there is that idea of like she does. Like, obviously, she opens up. She's very much an introvert. She's very shy. But she does open up and it become a little bit of like a,
getting sexy time.
Yeah.
She starts dressing a little nicer, wearing makeup. Not that girls need makeup, but you know what I mean? Like she starts putting effort into herself a little bit that she didn't before.
Sure. But I mean, I just like the time where he comes back from like pounding his meat. And then she's like, come on, Rocky. And she's like trying to make out with him.
Yeah. All of a sudden she's all horny now and stuff like that. And like trying to jump his bones and shit like that. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I do. I think it's great. Like, and I just thought about this. It's great. Like, they were really good for each other.
He's dumb.
She instilled confidence in him and helped support him. And he brought out the inner confidence in her and helped her blossom, if you will. Oh, you know what I mean?
Love that show.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
It's a really positive relationship for the both of them.
And it's the center of the Rocky story, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
When it comes down to it. Paulie.
What's his role in this movie?
Well, he's a little bit of like...
You think he's just the catalyst for them to meet?
I think he's like the example of Philadelphia, right? Like he's like, okay, what's the world that we live in? Well, it's a bunch of Paulies. Like Paulie represents like keeping Adrian down. Paulie represents the mentality of like Philadelphians, like how they treat Rocky and just like...
Like the negative part of their lives,
yeah, maybe,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
he's more
when they're
than
down
that,
in the dumps and they weren't able to... Like what they would be if they didn't strive to do better kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. They're striving to do something different. They're striving
do something
to
with their lives rather than be a bum.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But if you like, there's one scene where Paulie is like super drunk and he comes, it's during Christmas time and he comes home and you watch his face and how he kind of squints with his eyes and points with his fingers. I bet you that's the inspiration of Bobby Monahan's like drunk uncle character on Saturday Night Live. Have you ever seen Drunk Uncle on Saturday Night Live? You gotta watch.
Google it.
Bobby Monahan. So it's usually Weekend Update. Oh, it's maybe always Weekend Update. It's probably one of my favorite SNL characters. But then you watch Paulie in that scene, and then watch Drunk Uncle. I bet you.
What's his name? Burgess. What's the actor's name who played Paulie? Burt Young. Sorry. What Burgess?
Well, because you're thinking of Mickey Burgess. Mickey.
Yeah. Supposedly he's quite the method actor. I think he actually got drunk for that scene.
Oh, interesting.
I think so. Supposedly he like really researched drunks and stuff like that, especially for the scene where he grabs the bat and he really, really kind of loses his shit.
I think that's everybody. I think that's the same scene.
Yeah. That's the precursor. Yeah.
Like for them to move out and move in with each other.
Yeah.
For Adrian to move out.
Yeah.
Do you think like people after he beat the meat, because it was on the news, and it was when he's like, you don't know, they let me come in here and beat the meat. Do you think butchers would specifically order Rocky beaten meat? Like,
right. It's all of a sudden like a marketing thing.
Sure. No. Yeah.
Hey, we sell Rocky
beaten meat. We sell the meat that Rocky beats.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
You beat your own meat? Why bother? Let Rocky beat your meat.
I want Rocky to beat my meat.
Yo, I'll come beat your meat.
How's the steak, honey?
It's great.
Rocky beat it.
Rocky beats everything.
Rocky beat me in high school.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Once again, Sean's playing with the sound effects.
Well, it took me long enough to set it up. I might as well play with it.
I like how Rocky signs over his like naming rights in the marketing.
Yeah,
he to
like, just totally doesn't care.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, hey, we'll go whatever you want.
If Paulie. You can make money from my name, Paulie, you go ahead.
I'd like to like, and I haven't seen. Well, does he make? Does he continue to make money off that route like throughout the movies?
No, but in number two, Paulie seems to be doing much better for himself.
Right, he's like, come out of the drunken super.
I think Rocky comes out of the fight and he spends all his money kind of foolishly on some kind of like watches. He buys a car and all this, and then he ends up giving up fighting because Adrian asked him to, right? And they get pregnant and she's about to have a kid, right? So then he ends up having to like sell his, and he goes to Paulie to like sell his new Trans Am to Paulie.
Oh, so Paulie's got the money.
Yeah. So Paulie's down at the docks and he's kind of got money and shit like
maybe
that.
Maybe he's
so
importing like Rocky dolls and selling them. Like maybe he's merchandising.
I think maybe he's finally working for Gazzo now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's funny. Like
Mr. Gazzo, pretty nice guy.
He is a nice guy. And
despite the fact that he's like,
he's a gangster and Rocky's a collector for him that breaks legs. But even he had that sidebar with Rocky and he's like, hey, you know, when I ask you to break someone's legs, you got to kind of do it for them. You know,
I'm sorry, Mr. Gazzo.
Yeah, but and then even Gazzo was kind of like, yeah, you know, it seemed like he kind of understood why Rocky didn't break his legs. But he's like, you know, but you kind of have to.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was, you know, gangsters with heart. I don't know.
Yeah. And even funny. Like, hey, you got your big match. Here's some money.
Yeah.
Nope. And it never came back. And he's like, you're going to come to the match, Mr. Gazzo? Yeah, I'm going to be there.
And he comes back in number two, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, they bring back.
Do you think the girl that Pauly brings is a prostitute?
To the fight.
Yeah. Oh, Pauly also brings. I would assume it was a prostitute.
I didn't take a good look at that.
Well, next, I mean, go for a rewatch and go, where did Pauly get that date?
From the docks.
I really enjoyed this movie. I feel like Sylvester Stallone really did something for himself in regards to franchise filming, where he was like the lead character and he was in control. Like, there's not a lot of other examples. Like, there's James Bond, but that doesn't tie to one specific person. But there's not a lot of big examples of franchise films where, like, one guy kind of leads the whole thing.
And he, like, owns it, too. Like, I don't mean, like,
as far as, like,
financially owns it. But you know what I mean? Like Rocky is him. Like, there's no way you could hand off Rocky to somebody else, I don't think.
And I guess they
didn't try to either, which is great.
And, I mean, there is lots of examples as far as, like, Bruce Willis for Die Hard or Tom Cruise for Mission Impossible. But I mean, as far as like when this started, like I feel like he started it all. Like it's like, it's my name. I'm the character. I'm in every film. We're going to make a lot. We're going to keep on making them. And when this doesn't work, I'm going to create Rambo and I'm going to do a bunch of Rambos.
I mean, let's give credit where credit's due. He could be I'm not going to say the original, but you know,
Is he the original gangster?
No, I don't want to say the original action star, because obviously that stuff was all in Asia with martial arts movies and stuff like that way before.
But as far as American films...
You know, when Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to go toe-to-toe with Sly Stallone saying, like, who's better? I'm sorry. Like, Arnold made some great movies, but I don't think he's a filmmaker like Sly Stallone.
Right.
I think Sly Stallone is an actual... genuine filmmaker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The maker of films.
Yeah. Like he makes films.
Right. Unlike Arnold, who just stars.
Who just stars in them. Yeah.
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 Good film.
You wanna read it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh.
What is that?
I forgot to adjust the pitch on that, so it's just playing it super slow.
This is the time where we rate the film, giving it 0 to 5 jarps. 0 being pass, five being it changed my life. I gave it a 4.5. I think this movie, I realized it has a huge cultural footprint on us and as a society and films in general. And I regret not seeing it until now. And it was amazing. I think just Rocky had and Sylvester Stallone just had a huge command on his character, set a really nice tone, beautiful chemistry, playing off all the other characters. It's a love story with a little bit of boxing. 4.5.
Yeah, good. I don't have too much more to add to that. Same thing. I used my JARP rating maker that you don't use, and I got 4.6.
I just like to go off my gut.
6, 6, 6, 6.
What do I feel?
6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. I know, but I need a way to be able to sort of measure it against other movies so that I sort of stay consistent.
No, I think you're doing it the right way. I'm just not doing it.
I know you are.
You are doing
it. I know. I'm doing it right. You're doing it wrong. Anyways, I'm just gonna read this.
Because I do that.
This movie, I'm going to echo your thoughts. This movie is a love story first and a sports movie second.
Nice.
Yet Rocky, a fictional character, is one of the most recognized boxers in history.
Ah.
Sylvester Stallone wrote a simple, beautiful film
about... Muhammad Ali?
Well, I'm saying Rocky's one of them. I said one. I didn't say the.
Okay. He's also not a real boxer.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. He's not a real... He's a fictional character.
So he's one of the most recognized fictional boxers.
But no, like he's not a real person. He's a fictional character, but yet people recognize him
as a boxer,
as a real living boxer amongst the other great boxers in the
world. I play a boxer on the movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like
my real name is Sylvester.
He's created such a character that it's in the boxing world, like or anybody knows who the fuck Rocky is, right? Like, even though he's like not a real
amateur
boxer.
Boxers will like have posters of Rocky, even though they're like, I've never seen the film, but he's a good boxer.
For sure. Like if you went to some little kid who doesn't name me some boxers, he's probably like, Rocky.
Oh,
you
I
know
see.
What I mean? Yet he's not even a real boxer.
Stupid kid.
Could you stop interrupting me?
I'm just trying to make it more of a conversation.
Sylvester Stallone wrote a beautiful, simple story about following your dreams and persevering. Oh, beer burp. Oh, despite all the challenges hurtling your way, this movie inspires and inflates your heart.
And it inflates Sean's gut. Beautiful movie. Do you want to talk about what we're watching?
Sure. Are you good? I didn't screw that one.
This is Stargazing. This is where we talk about things other than Rocky that we're watching, we're excited for. Maybe it's a trailer. Maybe it's an upcoming feature fill on the Cineplex. Who knows what it is? But Sean, what do you... Or do you want to talk about our date night?
Yeah, we went and saw John Wick 4, didn't we?
Yeah. Now, I'll talk about franchise filmmaking.
Wow.
Do you think anyone else could ever do John Wick other than Keanu Reeves?
John Wick himself? No. I don't think as effective as Keanu Reeves, because you've seen his moves. He's pretty crazy.
Will Keanu make 6 John Wick?
John Wick 5?
Yeah. John Wick 5, John Wick 6. I'm just wondering if he'll do more John Wicks than there are Rockies.
I'm not sure. No. I don't think so. More John Wicks than Rockies?
I just think he got started late, and he's probably eventually going to like, this is really hard on my body.
I think so.
Because he doesn't fake it, man. Keanu Reeves goes all in.
Yeah, supposedly like 85% of his own stunts in that movie, which is crazy.
Yeah, I recommend checking out John Wick 2. There's a couple of action set pieces that are freaking
John Wick
amazing. 2?
Or are you saying John Wick
Sorry,
as well?
I recommend you watch John Wick 4 as well.
See, this is where punctuation and grammar like comes into play.
I thank you. I appreciate you. And you. I honor what you're saying.
You honor me.
About thank me.
I liked John Wick 4. It was really good. I still think the original one is the best one. But they're all really good. They're all really fun. They're all really enjoyable.
Yeah.
But if I was to rate them,
oh, yes.
Number one would come first.
And then number two would come second.
Nope.
Number three would come third. Oh, really?
One to four.
Cool.
Yeah.
We also both watched Super Mario Brothers movie last night. But I went one theater and you went to another theater.
Right. Yeah, Did you?
You watched it in IMAX. I watched it in the D-Box.
Ooh.
I got D-Boxed.
D-Boxed your seat.
I don't think I've ever D-Boxed it before.
I've done one D-Box before. I did it for Mad Max. Probably a good movie to do it for.
That would be
a Fury Road. Yeah,
it was weird because they were playing it during the trailers and it didn't seem to be syncing up. And I turned it off. I was like, this is stupid.
Right.
And then I tried it. The movie started and I turned it on again. And then I left it on the whole time.
It's probably more in sync to the movie than the trailers.
Did you enjoy the Super Mario?
I did enjoy Super Mario. I see. Yeah.
I wonder if anyone would like it if they'd never played a game. Because it just kind of, it's like, then, like, now there's cars? Like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, every kind of thing they introduced to it, but you're like, well, that's a reference to this game, and that's a reference to that game. I think if you just didn't know, have that reference, you just kind of be like, this movie's a little silly.
I did it again, God. Yeah. No, when they built their Mario Karts, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just got 3 choices, but it's just this big freaking deal. Did you like it on the IMAX? Is it pretty cool?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, it's just nice big screen. Really loud, though, man. Yeah. And especially for a kid's movie, like...
Good music, good songs.
It was, but what I'm getting at is that I could see, like, every kid in the theater was like... their hands over their ears kind of at the beginning of the movie. And I'm just like, okay, that's a sign maybe just the volume's a
smidge.
Little too loud for a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, their poor little ears. But no, we took the girls. They loved it.
This is week 3 and my theater was, I bet you, 80% full.
Yeah, mine was still pretty full too.
Yeah, they must be making a killing off this movie.
Last time I checked,
it was 500. Like,
oh, really? Wow.
Well, that was like, I think that was week 1. It was like at 500, I thought. But maybe I'm on drugs.
Good. I don't think it's the greatest animation.
No, definitely not.
So I'm wondering why.
But
why
it was fun. I think it's just there's not a lot of kids' movies out right now.
Yeah.
And it's like if you put IP in front of people's faces for 40 years, they will all go see your movie once you make it.
No, there was lots of little Easter eggs in it that I quite enjoyed. Yeah. So it was great.
Like you just think about this is like a no brainer. Like how smart was Nintendo like all these years?
Yeah, because you're right. Like the age gap that it spans or whatever. Yeah.
I can't sing or hum or whistle many songs, but if I do, it's like original Zelda. It's like original Mario. Like those are the songs that are burned in your head because we spent hours and hours. Let's go.
They even did little things like when they got the star power at the end, they actually used like the star music from the Super Mario's game.
Yes. And even like from Super, I remember like when, I think when he flew the first time, they used like the movie, the music from number two. Like they referenced like where these powers came in. And
Yeah.
Trying to figure
And some out. Of them I've never seen before, like blue flowers that throw ice balls instead of fireballs.
No, that was in three, wasn't it?
I don't know.
You could do ice balls in three.
In three?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you had the raccoon suit in three.
You can
do the raccoon suit that made you fly came in three.
I don't know.
But where'd the cat suit come from? Man.
So far, 871 million according Holy to internet shit. Movie database as of April 23rd.
That's if this crazy. Is correct. I thought I could hold off as long as I could, but I got to pee really bad. That's, filibuster.
Yeah. So in this podcast, Sean has taken 50 minutes to set up the audio after making numerous errors. But no, not his fault, but they were errors. And he's burped. He obviously has indigestion. So he's got a lot of gas and he keeps on hitting his microphones. So it's a microphone stand. So it's a really good day for Sean. A couple other shows. Let me recommend a couple that are on the Crave, which is HBO. It's the HBO app up in Canada here. If you maybe subscribe to Shaw, I'm not sure how this works. Anyways, probably maybe Max for some of our American listeners. Mrs. Davis, Succession, Barry, all on right now. Great. Recommend it. Under the Apple TV, it's Schmigadoon, Schmicago, and The Big Door Prize. Also enjoying those shows. Sean's back. And you know what else is on the old Netflix? Oh. Finally, after many, many, many moons,
Better Call Saul. How did I know that?
Season 6.
Because you always say, oh, I'm waiting for it to catch up on Netflix.
It's here. I'm watching it with Leah, so I haven't binged it yet because we have to like find the time for both of us to sit down in front of the TV and watch it. And usually we do one or two episodes a night before she starts falling asleep. What about you? What are you excited about? What are you watching? What are you...
Well, like I said, I've been on sort of the Rocky thing lately, so that's sort of been... And NHL playoffs started, so...
Oh, that's professional sports.
Yeah, so the hockey playoffs are on right now, so I'm watching more of that than
movies.
Other content right now.
I guess I should say I also watched Creed 1.
I watched Creed 2 and 3.
Oh, okay. And how was
Because I wanted to watch Creed 3, but I hadn't seen Creed 2, so I was like, shit, I gotta watch Creed 2 now to catch up.
Yeah. And
Creed 2, I liked it better than Creed 3.
Oh, and were they better than Creed 1?
They're the same fucking movie, man. Oh, it's the same
thing. See, I think Creed is a boxing movie, whereas I would say Rocky is a romantic comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Creed focuses on the
boxing.
Yeah, and there's way more action and
I stuff also like watched that. Rambo for the very first time, too. The
original Rambo?
The original Rambo.
From Hope, BC?
From Hope, BC.
Nice. That's a fantastic movie as well.
It's fine.
It's good.
It's not as good as Rocky.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No, it's an action movie, but it's great.
And then I was also going to watch Predator because of Carl Weathers, but I didn't watch Predator. Don't think I've ever seen Predator either.
The original Predator.
Never seen Rocky, Rambo, or Predator. No, never. Yeah, right. I've seen Prey. That's a good freaking movie.
Yeah, Prey's good. If you like Prey, then you'll probably like the original Predator.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe I'll pick that one.
And okay, tell me about Shazam. You saw Shazam too?
I watched 15 minutes of it.
And then you turned it off?
Yeah. Horrible.
Is it?
Same with Ant-Man. I can't get through it, man. The new Ant-Man.
Yeah. I haven't.
They go to the quantum realm and they start.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah. And they start talking with all these little Star Wars-y kind of characters. It just gets campy and stupid. I'm just like, no.
Not even funny. I heard it wasn't funny. Like, Paul, you have Paul Rudd in your film and it's not a comedy. It's something's wrong.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't get through it. It's just stupid. So.
And are you going to watch Bo is Afraid? Is it Bo is Scared? Bo is Afraid?
Bo is Afraid.
Something's wrong with Bo?
Something's wrong with Bo. Yeah.
What about Bo?
It looks crazy.
It looks fun.
They're calling it a comedic horror is what it's labeled as.
Yeah. Like, that's, I think, odd. It's more angst driven. Like, it's all about his anxiety with his mom or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to see it. I watched the trailer.
Supposedly it's Ari Aster's brainchild for 10 years or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched Midsommar again, but it haunts me to this day.
Yeah, I've only seen it once.
And I would not. I will not watch
Hereditary. I've only seen Hereditary once as well. I will not
watch it. That sounds terrible.
Hereditary?
Yeah,
I mean, I was almost going to pick it and make you watch it. And I was going to laugh my ass off.
I haven't written it on the Google Docs. No, I know. So you can't pick it.
Oh, I can't
pick it.
I can't pick it.
That's not how it works.
You can't pick it.
But I'd go see Bo is Afraid. I'd go see that.
Yeah. Supposedly Joaquin Phoenix says, don't go see this movie on mushrooms. Oh. He specifically said that.
Go sober.
He says, don't go see this movie on mushrooms.
Not on psychedelics.
I was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. No way.
A guy on my movie channel at work, James.
Movie channel?
At work. We've got like a message channel.
Message board?
We talk about movies and stuff, films and stuff. Hey, anyways, a couple of us at work.
Can we shout him out? What's his name?
James.
Hey, James. I just
said James.
Oh, did you?
Oh, what? James, I didn't mean to give you an X. I slipped there. He said he kept going off about Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right. I've seen season one.
Being in Philadelphia, I really felt like... give it a go. I watched two episodes of it last night. It was funny.
Yeah.
Me and Tash watched it. I think she liked it too. I think it's something that might...
It'll take you years. I think they're on like season 38.
Something like that.
No,
amazing the show goes like on that long. Yeah, because we're watching season one and it's square. It's all 4:3. It's like pre-HD.
Well, pre-Danny DeVito. Like Danny DeVito doesn't even come into like season two or something, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, he's not in it yet. So.
Yeah. We watched, Lee and I watched it too. We left, but didn't stick with it for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think it's a show you can get it, like probably Seinfeld. You just come back to it once you know the characters.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping
it's like the episode like where this happens
kind of thing. We've got The Office and Modern Family on repeat in our house, which are fabulous shows, and I'm not complaining, but I'm saying we need to get another new one in there.
At least you could watch Office and Modern Family with your kids, but you probably cannot watch Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, I don't know that yet. I don't know how adult it is.
I think it's a little bit more adult. That's my call, but I'm not an expert.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for random movie trivia game. I bought a box of trivia cards from London Drugs, and Sean and I have never seen these cards.
I was like, what are you talking about? But you're like talking as if someone's never listened to the podcast
before. Yeah.
I get it.
All right.
I told you, I'm not firing on all cylinders. So
each card has four questions.
Four?
So I'm going to ask Sean four questions. He's going to ask me four questions. Whoever gets the most questions right wins. Sean wins always, except the one time I won. Do you want to ask me first?
Sure.
Okay.
Question number one. What does... Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid dream of being?
A human.
That's right, Russ. Yeah,
she wants legs.
You thought it was more complicated than that.
No.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. She just wants legs. She just wants to be up on that shore.
Drugs, you know? They're not ball busting.
A thingamabob? I've got plenty. Co-workers Larry and Richard spend the weekend at a beach house in the Hamptons in what 80s comedy?
Weekend at Bernie's.
That's correct. 1-1. 1-1, everybody.
That's 1-1.
If you're playing along.
Here we go, Russ. Put your thinking cap on.
Oh, man.
Who was the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director?
Catherine Bigelow, Hurt Locker?
Yeah. Good job, Russell. You got a little extra for that. That was good. I don't think I would have got that.
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal.
Shut up.
What Australian actor played Crocodile Dundee?
Oh,
Oh, this is like something I thought you would just pull from your recesses of your brain.
What is his name? Oh, no. I told you I'm not firing on all cylinders.
Oh, man. This could be the day for good old Russy. Do you want to ask a friend, since we're listening to the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Oh, we've never gotten this far.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Paul Hogan. Mm-hmm.
Paul Hogan. Fuck Paul Hogan.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
All right, two for Russ, one for me.
All right, still anyone's game.
What What Rocky Horror Picture Show actress won an Oscar for her role in Dead Man Walking?
I know. I know exactly who this is. I was actually thinking about it the other day because, like, one of the girls in Yellow Jackets looks like a young... Remember the dead girl? She looks like a younger version.
And we thought at one time that actress. She was her daughter.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
And we were actually surprised that it wasn't because she's a dead...
I know who this person is. I just, like, this is where my brain goes. Well, see, how this I is forget I actors. Hogan, right? But would you... Could you make that connection?
No. To be honest, I would have never gotten Paul Hogan.
Okay.
Oh shit, Russ. You're out of time.
Oh man.
Go.
Give me okay, I'll take it wrong. Just give me the first letter of the first name.
S.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. But you ran out of time.
I just couldn't pull it from the recess of my
mind. I'm gonna be an ass and not.
No, that's fine. That's fine. 1-1. Or 2-1?
No, 2-1.
2-1. What movie earned Steven Spielberg his first Oscar?
What movie won Steven Spielberg his first Oscar?
Correct.
Saving Private Ryan.
Wrong. Oh, Schindler's List.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Oh, we're really doing Susan Sarandon. I love Susan Sarandon. I don't know what's so wrong with
you. Me. Get this right.
I win.
And you win.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if...
If you... Yeah. If I don't...
We then, all know this.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Well, you don't know, dude. I couldn't I get Susan know. Sarandon.
Oh, okay. Ready? What hasn't happened for 18 years in the movie Children of Men?
They haven't birthed a child. I'd like to see that movie again. It's been a while.
I've got it on my list.
Yeah, oh, do you? Yeah. I doubt it. I doubt it.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Do you want to just do yours, last one?
Yeah.
Even though I've already won?
Well, you've got 3 out of 4, right?
Yeah.
I've gotten...
You've gotten one.
One. Oh, geez. So let me try and at least.
That's a go.
Salvage.
Who is? Oh my gosh, you won't get this.
Probably
who was the original Wolfman? Oh, and God. It's a multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Lon Chaney Jr., Boris Karloff, or Bela Lugosi?
Last one, Bela Lugosi.
I think Bela Lugosi was the Dracula, okay, right?
Well, he wasn't
the
Dracula.
Lon Chaney Jr. was the original Wolfman.
I did horrible.
Everybody, this is the day that Russ won. And it would have been a perfect score if I wasn't an idiot.
Yeah, you should have got that.
There's no reason why I didn't get that. It's just there my brain no doesn't work
you
that way.
You have no excuse.
I have no excuse.
Zero excuse.
Well, I love you, buddy. This has
I
been,
love Rocky.
This has been Jerp, Just Another Review Podcast. If you have any feedback for us. Like you might have a lot if you haven't stopped listening
you would
already.
Stop playing with sound effects.
You could, yeah, exactly. Less sound effects, less barfing, less. Just another review podcast. JerpPodcast@gmail.com.
Wait, there's a sound effect I didn't use.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait. Okay, keep going. You got to wrap this last part.
I've got to wrap. Okay.
Tell them where to send emails to.
Okay, we'll play the music. Yo. If you got a feedback, we'll take it. Get on your email and type it. JARPpodcast@gmail.com. That's what I said. Yeah.
JARP.
That's right. No, you try. Now talk about the Instagram account.
We have an Instagram account. You like pictures and shit. Gotta upload them to a JARP account where we put the shit on the shit. That's all I know to do is just swear.
We haven't updated that JARP podcast Instagram account, but it still exists. So if you're listening for the first time and you join, maybe we'll start posting
got those
to it
AI
again.
Images. You could put down post some of those freaky deaky images I made.
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Freaky deaky niche on the Instagram. Freaky deaky niche on the Instagram.
Bye, everybody.
Put some porn on the Instagram. Bye. We got porn on Instagram?
No, you can't have porn on the Instagram.
Oh.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now. You suck.